Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, December 21st, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a brand new rumor that claims Apple will introduce a new 10-inch iPad in 2019, alongside a low-priced iPad mini. That's according to the China Times. We've previously seen iPad mini rumors from supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, who says an update in early 2019 is likely. While this is the first report of the 9.7-inch form factor changing, Apple last updated the iPad mini in 2015, while the 9.7-inch iPad has been priced from $329 and updated in the last 2 years around the springtime. And a couple of updates to wrap up loose ends as the year comes to a close, starting with Apple TV. Apple's new Zero Sign-On feature that was announced at WWDC in June is now live for Charter Spectrum customers, removing the need to authenticate a cable subscription with a username and password when logging into apps. Zero Sign-On unlocks on-demand video apps from channels that work with cable subscriptions. Charter Spectrum has also promised to bring its live TV app to the Apple TV, but that won't be ready before the end of the year, unfortunately, although the service provider does support the same app on iPhone and iPad. For now, Charter Spectrum is the only cable provider with support for Zero Sign-On with Apple TV. And the Blackmagic eGPU Pro is now available to order after initially being announced as coming in November back in October. The external GPU gives Mac users the option to have the power of the iMac Pro GPU with any Mac that supports Thunderbolt 3. Blackmagic's eGPU Pro retails for $1,199 and can be ordered from Apple's online store now, but units won't start shipping until January. And in another end-of-the-year announcement, Apple has promoted John Gianandrea to Senior Vice President of Machine Learning and Artificial Intelligence Strategy after hiring the ex-Google Search Chief in April. Gianandrea previously reported to Tim Cook and oversaw machine learning and artificial intelligence at Apple anyway, and his fast promotion to the executive team suggests the hire has been a success internally. And in Germany, Qualcomm has successfully managed to stop Apple from selling the iPhone 7 and iPhone 8 over ongoing patent disputes, specifically over the modem used in these iPhones. The iPhone XR and iPhone XS are not affected. And finally, it's Friday, so let's check in with Trevor at 9to5 Toys.
Our favorite deals over at 9to5 Toys today are highlighted by a Best Buy one-day event that's solely focused on Apple gear. You can save up to $800 on both the previous and latest generation MacBook Pro models, along with discounts on the newest iPad Pro, Apple Watch, and much more. You'll find all of our top picks over at 9to5 Toys. You can also grab $100 worth of iTunes credit for just $80 with email delivery via PayPal. Whether you're looking for a last-minute gift or simply want to load up your own iTunes library, don't miss this deal over at PayPal's official eBay storefront. And finally, there are plenty of app deals to go around for the holiday season. Headlining is Fantastical 2 for both iOS and Mac, matching its all-time low price for the holidays from just $2. All of our top picks are over at 9to5 Toys and in our annual holiday app roundup, which you can currently find at 9to5mac.com.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.